I'm Anne Mosley, and I'm talking to Leanne Bissett and Bill Vicencino, whose trial evaluating mobilisation with movement and exercise for tennis elbow is one of the 15 most significant trials in physiotherapy. Congratulations, and thank you for answering a few questions about your trial.
Could you explain what you did in the study?
The reason why we did this study was because there was no previous evidence of this physiotherapy approach for managing tennis elbow. Typically, physiotherapists might use manual therapy and exercise to manage tennis elbow, and in specific manual therapy terms, we use this Mulligan's mobilisation with movement technique. Also, the common medical management at the time was corticosteroid injections into the tendon. So what we aimed to do was to compare the short and long-term effects of this specific physiotherapy treatment with corticosteroid injections. So we had volunteers who had a clinical diagnosis of tennis elbow, and they were randomly assigned to one of three treatments, which was physiotherapy, corticosteroid injection, and wait and see. And then we followed them up for 12 months to see what effect the three treatment groups had on a range of outcomes that were mainly focusing around pain and function, but also the patient's self-perceived level of recovery.
And what was your main finding?
So what we found was that the corticosteroid injection and the physiotherapy treatment produced similar success rates early, but then more than 70% of people who received the corticosteroid injections suffered a recurrence in their elbow pain. Also, those who received the corticosteroid injection had a delayed recovery over the 6 to 12 months follow-up, with significantly fewer people rating themselves as a successful treatment outcome compared to both the physiotherapy and wait-and-see groups. Our physiotherapy treatment was better tolerated, and also those who received the physio had less need for other treatments outside the study. So people who received the corticosteroid injection or the wait-and-see approach sought more than twice as many other treatments for their elbow pain over that 12-month follow-up period compared to people who had the physio treatment.
Why do you think the study is so important, Bill?
We think it's important because it shows this specific physiotherapy approach speeds up the resolution compared to adopting a wait-and-see approach, and more so, it doesn't have the high rates of recurrence or the delayed healing that the steroid injection showed. It showed that a commonly used exercise program with mobilizations for movement was beneficial in speeding things up and being better in the long term compared to a common injection that's used currently in medical practice.
And what led you to the study?
There are a number of things that led us to this study. I guess the most important one is tennis elbow is a major problem in the community. Up to about 1% of people going to GP report having tennis elbow. People that work using their hands and arms in light industries, you can have 15 out of 100 people in a workplace that have the condition. So it's a really significant issue from that perspective. There is also a reputation that it is difficult to treat, takes a long time to resolve, and there are a proportion of people that become really chronic and persistent with their problems. And the other problem is that there's a lot of treatments advocated for this condition with very little evidence for one being better than the other. So we thought, let's look at some of the common things that GPs in most parts of the world advocate or recommend to their patients, and that is the steroid injection versus this physio program, or in some cases GPs just recommend to wait it out. So we decided that we'd better test that.
Have you gone on to do any more study?
This study was part of a series of studies. Leading up to the study, we'd had laboratory studies that showed you can have quite immediate effects, and now we've got this study that shows the 12 months effects. We followed up the study with one that combined physiotherapy and steroid injection to see whether we could improve the steroid injection over the long term, and unfortunately we were unable to show that. So a very strong recommendation that comes from our group of studies is that steroid injection should be avoided as a form of treatment. We believe our studies are changing GP practice, and we're looking at evaluating that. Furthermore, there are proportion of people that we followed up over 3 years, and about 20%, 20 in 100 people that we followed up after 3 years, still have ongoing problems. So we're wanting to do some laboratory studies of the pain and the issues with gripping to see if we can better understand the condition and try to target those people that have really got a long-term problem with this condition.
Bill and Leanne, congratulations on this study and also all your work, and thanks so much for making such a valuable contribution to the physiotherapy community.